From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. How long will the honeymoon last for President Barack Obama? Coming up, some thoughts from our political analyst, Juan Williams.
But first, the drama over Hillary Clinton's replacement in the Senate is finally over. Today, New York Governor David Paterson tapped Congresswoman Kirsten Gillibrand from upstate New York. Who? You might be asking. Baruch College political analyst Doug Muzio can answer that. So who? Who is she?
She's a second-term congresswoman from upstate New York, ran in a Republican district, took the seat. She's one of the blue dog Democrats, a conservative Democrat, endorsed by the NRA, fundraising capability, up-and-comer. But many people, you know, she wasn't on a lot of people's radar.
Yeah. In fact, was she even on the governor's radar until recently?
You know what? I think she had to be because she provided him with what he needed politically. She provided him with gender and geography. She was a woman and she was not from New York City or downstate. So very early on, there was speculation that she might be one of the considered.
Well, why would Governor Paterson care about whether or not she was from New York City?
Well, because the entire state of New York's statewide leadership is either from New York City or adjoining Nassau County. The governor is from Harlem. The other U.S. Senator, Chuck Schumer, is from Brooklyn. So you've got a totally downstate New York State government, and upstaters have been concerned about that.
There certainly has been a lot of drama, as I said in the opening, to this selection, mainly because Caroline Kennedy was considered the front runner, and she pulled out saying that for personal reasons. But there's been some dispute. Aides close to Governor Paterson said he wasn't going to choose her anyway. Maybe she knew that. What's the truth here?
I don't know what the truth is, but whatever the truth is, Paterson comes out looking indecisive and dithering, and now with the recent charges, they look mean. They are taking it out on her for their incompetence. I think the governor and his aides look particularly bad in the aftermath of this circus. We've gone through a 53-day circus here. Ron Blagojevich, you know, under indictment and impeached, did a better job than David Paterson did. He was decisive. He picked the senator, and the senator receded. The governor of Colorado did the same thing much more quietly. We had this circus here, and David Paterson was not a very effective ringleader.
Now, let's get back to now Senator Gillibrand. What about her? Will she have any power?
That's an unknown, because it is what you do in the office. I mean, it's almost like in sports. You draft, you know, a player number one, and he turns out to be a bust. And then you draft a quarterback in the sixth round, and he turns out to be Tom Brady. So the proof is in the work. Her reputation is that she's smart, she's hardworking, she was an up-and-comer. So the available evidence suggests that she's got great potential, but she's only served one full two-year term, and she's just begun her second two-year term. So we really don't know. There isn't much of a record there.
Doug Muzio is a professor of public affairs at Baruch College in New York. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.